So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua be'itla shel imum. Sha'hochu likach behema l'mishta b'noyi shel Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva related that he once accompanied Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to the marketplace to purchase an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And he asked them the following three questions. 1. Haba al achoisoi ve'al achois aviv ve'al achois imoi mahu. If one cohabits b'shoigeg with a woman who has multiple isurim of achoisoi, she was his sister and also his father's sister and also his mother's sister. Perhaps chayiv achas al kulon. He is liable for only one karbon chatos, because ein gufin mechlokin, the transgressions were done with only one person. Or perhaps chayiv al kol achas va'achas, he's liable for three karbanos chatos, because harei shemois mechlokin, the transgressions are three separate isurim. Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua replied, lo shamanu, aval shamanu habo al hei noshav nidois behelem echos, sheu chayiv al kol achas va'achas. We did not hear the halacha in this specific case of achoisai, but we heard a similar case of nida, where one cohabited in one state of forgetfulness with his five wives who were all nidos, that he requires five karbonos chatos. And we can derive achoisai from nida through the following kal v'chomer. Uma haba al hei noshav nidos bevas achas, shehi shem achas, chayev al kol achas v'achas. Achoisai shehi achois aviv, shehi achois imoi, shehen gimel shemois, einoi din shehi chayev al kol achas v'achas. If for nida, which has a kula, a leniency, and that it's only one iser, nevertheless he requires multiple chatois, then for achoisai, which has a chumrah, a stringency, in that it's three isurim, he certainly requires multiple chatois. Rabbi Akiva, however, rejects this kal v'chomer because ikel mifrach, ma lehei nidois, shekein gufin muchlakin. Perhaps only in the case of nidois, where the transgression was done with multiple people, he requires multiple chatois. However, in the case of achoisai, where the transgression was done with only one person, he should require only one chatos. And the Gemara concludes that the source for achoisai is from the following pasuk, Ervas achoisai gila. The word achoisai is superfluous and teaches, L'chayiv al achoisai shehi achois iv, L'chayiv al achoisai shehi achois aviv shehi achois imoi. He's liable for three karbanes chatos, one for each iser. The Gemara proceeds with machlokes in the case of ba'oleh, v'chazer ba'oleh, v'chazer ba'oleh. If a person cohabited with the same erva multiple times, behelem echad, Rabbi Eliezer holds chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he brings multiple chatois, one for each bia. While the chachamim hold, einoi chayiv ela achas, he brings only one chatos for all the bias, because ein gufin muchlokin, the transgression was done with only one person. However, the chachamim do agree, in the previously mentioned case of Beva al hei noshav nidois bevas achas, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, hoyel v'gufin muchlokin. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the case of ba'oleho v'chazer ba'oleho v'chazer ba'oleho. Rabba says Rabbi Eliezer holds chayiv al kol achas v'achas mishum do'avetarti. He brings multiple chatois because each bia was a separate act. And according to this reasoning, in the case of katzar kegroigris v'chazav katzar kegroigris chayav al kol achas v'achas, if a person cut multiple fruits consecutively on Shabbos behelam echos, he brings multiple chatois because ha'avatarti, each cut was a separate act of chilul Shabbos. But if katzar shtei groigris v'vas achas einoi chayav al achas, if he cut multiple fruits simultaneously, he brings only one chatos because there was only one act of chilul Shabbos. While Rabbi Yosef says that in the case of ba'oleh, v'chazer ba'oleh, v'chazer ba'oleh, Rabbi Eliezer holds chayiv al kol achas v'achas de'i'ef sheloi la'arvon. He brings multiple chatois because the separate acts of bia could not have been combined into one act. However, in the case of katzar kegregris, v'chazer v'katzar kegregris, einoi chayiv ela achas de'ef sheloi la'arvon. He brings only one chatos because the separate acts of katzira could have been combined into one act of katzira. 2. Zok the Mishnah. Va'oid shal Rabbi Akiva, Ever hamadudeles bebehema mahu. Rabbi Akiva then posed a second question regarding the halacha of Ever menachai. A limb that was severed from a live animal is metame. However, in the case of a limb that was mostly severed but is still partially attached to the animal, the question is, do we consider the Ever as mechuber, still attached, and it's tahar, or do we consider the Ever as talush, severed, and it's metame? Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua replied, Loi shamanu, aval shamanu, ever hamadudelas ba'odom, shehu tor, We did not hear this halacha, but we can derive behema from Adam through a kavuchaymer. If a partially attached limb of a human, that's chamor, is tahor, then a partially attached limb of a behema, that's kill, is certainly tahor. And the kach hayu muke shchin oisin biyushalayim, hoylach loy erev pesach etzel haroife, v'choytchoy ad shmeniach boy kisayra, v'toychvoy besira v'nimshach mimenu, v'hala oisin pischoy, v'haroife oisin pischoy. It was customary in Yerushalayim that a person afflicted with boils would visit a doctor on Erev Pesach, who would cut off most of the limb until only a hair breadth remained, and the limb was then pinned down. The Mukeshchin would then pull away, and the limb would be completely severed. And the doctor and Mukeshchin were both able to bring the Karban Pesach because they only had contact with a partial attached Aver, which is Tahar. The Gemara qualifies, however, Benitzin Bechol Koichon Tahar. The Gemara qualifies, however, Benitzin b'chol koichon tahar, be'ein nitzin b'chol koichon tamei. Only if the mukeshchin pulls away quickly with force, he remains tahar, because leko negiyo b'shas prisha, he did not have contact with the aver at the time it was separated. But if the mukeshchin pulls away slowly without force, he's tamei, because iko negiyo b'shas prisha, he had contact with the aver at the time it was separated. 3. Zok the Mishnah. The Oid Shalu Rabbi Akiva. Hashoichet Hei Zvachim B'chutz Behelom Echos Mahu. Chai Va Kol Achas Va Achas, Oi Achas Al Kulon. Rabbi Akiva then posed the third question regarding Shchutei Chutz. If a person B'shoigeg slaughtered 5 Karbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash in one period of forgetfulness, does he require 5 Karbonos Chatos or only 1 Karbon Chatos? Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua replied, Lo Shemanu, we did not hear this halacha. However, Rabbi Yeshua said we can derive shoychet through a kavuchaymer from the case of oichel mizevach echad mehei tamchuyin behelam echos, shehu chayev al kol achas v'achas mishum ila, v'roya ani shadvarim kavuchaymer. If someone ate meat of kodshei kodshim lufnei zrika, but only one carbon, from only one carbon, but it was prepared in 5 different ways, he brings multiple hashamos, one for each iser me'ila, then one who shechted multiple karbanos certainly brings multiple chatois. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Loi kach shalu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's question was not regarding shchutei chutz, because the kavuchaymer can be refuted. Malo oichel shekein nehene. Perhaps only for oichel, which is a benefit, one brings multiple karbanos. But for shoichet, which is not a benefit, one brings only one karban. Rather, Rabbi Akiva's question was regarding the case of Oichel Noiser Mechamisha Zvachim Behelam Echos Mahu. Chayiv Achas Al Kulon, Oy Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. If one ate Noiser from 5 different Karbanos, does he bring only one Chatos or multiple Chatos? To which Rabbi Shua replied, we can derive Noiser through a Kavuchemer from Me'ilo. But Oichel Mizevach Echod Behei Tamchuyin Behelam Echos, Shul Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas Mishum Me'ilo, V'Royin Ani Shadvarim Kavuchemer. If in the case of Me'ilo Mikarbon Echad Behei Tamchuyin, which is not Gufin Mukhlakim, he brings multiple Karbonos, then for Noiser Mechamisha Zvachim, which is Gufin Mukhlakim, he certainly brings multiple Karbonos. Rabbi Akiva, however, disagreed and says, Im Halacha Nekabel, Im Ladin Yesh Tshuva. Only a Halacha established through tradition would be accepted. But a logical kavuchaymer can be refuted because im amrit b'me'ilo she'osabo es ha'maychal ko'echel v'esamahane k'nehene tzirif es ha'me'ilo l'zman meruba toymar b'noiser she'ein boi achas me'elu. Perhaps only regarding me'ilo, which has several chumras, and that one who feeds or gives the benefit to someone else is liable, and the minimum shir pruta can combine over a long interval, therefore he brings multiple karbanis. However, regarding noiser, which has the kulis, in that one who feeds or gives a benefit to someone else is not liable, and the shir kezayis can only combine over a short interval, therefore he brings only one karban. And the Gemara concludes with a discussion in whether Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahat tshuva me Rabbi Akiva oiloi. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's argument?